USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Officials in South Korea and Japan say they detected the launch of two North Korean ballistic missiles on Sunday. It's the first weapons test in a month and comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have performed a key test in developing a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile capable of striking the U.S. mainland. The missiles were fired about 50 minutes apart. The Japanese Coast Guard said the missiles fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The first significant storm of the season on the East Coast dumped up to 2 feet of snow in some places, knocking out power to tens of thousands. A powerful nor'easter took down tree limbs and knocked them into power lines. Temperatures in some places are not expected to warm up enough over the next few days to melt the snow. The National Weather Service says a cold air mass over Alaska and western Canada is expanding to the south and east through the holiday week. A state of emergency declared by the mayor of El Paso due to the hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures and thousands being apprehended every day in the Texas border city.
Talking to some of our federal partners, they really believe that on Wednesday our numbers will go from 2,500 to 4,500, maybe 6,000. And when I asked them, I said, do you believe that you guys can handle it today? The answer was no.
Democrat Mayor Oscar Leeser says it will give the city the resources and ability to shelter migrants. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border with Mexico and is bracing for even more after a U.S. judge ordered COVID-era border restrictions known as Title 42 to end by this Wednesday. A Tennessee man who allegedly entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th is now accused of conspiring to kill FBI agents. A criminal complaint unsealed on Friday charges 33-year-old Edward Kelly with conspiracy and solicitation to commit a crime of violence. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
North Carolina's voter ID law has been struck down by the state Supreme Court, ruling that it was enacted with a racially discriminatory purpose and violated the state's constitution. The bill requiring photo identification to vote was passed by the state legislature in 2018. The Army has charged a 28-year-old soldier with murder in the fatal shooting of a sergeant at a Georgia base. Officials at Fort Stewart identifying the suspected shooter as Specialist Shay Wilson of New York, who has been charged in military court in the killing of 30-year-old Sergeant Nathan Hillman of Pennsylvania. Officials say the suspect used a privately owned gun to shoot the victim before being subdued by fellow soldiers. You might have to put that cup of holiday cheer on hold this weekend.
Workers at about 100 Starbucks across the U.S. going on strike this weekend. Starbucks Workers United says the strike is to protest unfair labor practices, including closing stores that voted to join the union. It also claims that the company has refused to bargain for an initial union contract.
Correspondent Corey Myers reports this is the second cross-country strike by the union. You don't have much longer to get those Christmas packages and cards in the mail. The U.S. Postal Service says the deadline for regular ground service is today if you want it to arrive by Christmas Eve. Priority mail must be sent by Monday and express by December 23rd. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.